And as long, I'm not going to mute this until, no, I guess I better. I guess I had better. Okay. Because that way, when it's recorded, there won't be other noises by chance. Okay.
Yes,
So
all
I'm
right.
going to go ahead and then maybe at the end, if depending on how soon I finish and all and what's going on, if I do it properly, I can turn the recording off. We could have a few minutes again. Okay.
Yes,
Okay.
sounds wonderful.
All right,
I'll be
great.
here.
All right, see you in a bit.
Okay.
All righty. Mute. Here we go. All right. Welcome, everybody, to Module 5, where we're going to be talking about connecting our worlds and have a much deeper understanding of how our thoughts create, how that actually happens, and how we actually are all a participant in those thoughts. So let's just take a minute and get comfortable and breathe. And when we breathe, I want you to see a tube of light at the base of your spine and a tube of light at your crown chakra. And see the air going through your heart, bringing the female wisdom from Mother Earth up through that tube at your base of your spine, and bringing the wisdom and the outgoing centrifugal force, the love, the male energy from the heavens. And as we breathe, this kind of forms like a figure eight coming through these tubes and crossing over in the center of your body, right in the center of your heart, and going all the way down to the center of the earth, coming back up through your heart, and all the way to the center of the sun, if you will, and back into the center of your heart. This polarizes our bodies, polarizes all of the cells, aligns us all perfectly, and joins most magnificently with our spirit. And just breathe for a moment, take that in. Oh, that feels so good to do. It's so grounding. And now we're going to send some love and some gratitude to Archangel Raphael from the east, Archangel Gabriel from the south, Archangel Michael from the west, and Archangel Uriel from the north, and our Grand Master Melchizedek and his guardians overhead. And we thank them for protecting us and our families, and we're very grateful for their support. And we invite spirits of receptivity, spirits of harmony, spirit of health, the spirit of love, and the spirit of prosperity, with all the spirit guides all aligned with all the love and the life and the light of the Christ consciousness, with all of their energy fields. And we're going to create this beautiful golden egg around our body of lifelong protection around all of our family, our body, and ask all lower and darker energies to be removed permanently and taken outside the universe for further purification. We're going to remove all the spirits of toxicity, remove the spirit of greed, the spirit of all energies detrimental to the whole. We're going to just remove all the spirit of negative karma and all of their ancestors that they're connected to, and the spirit of all poverty for myself and all of my loved ones. I remove the spirit of control, the spirit of all disease, all harmful virus and bacteria for all of them. I remove all the energy cords that are not in the highest and best interest for myself and all my body. And now we're going to transform the spirit of all addictions and negative attractions into the self and positive attractions now. We're going to attract positive energies while we scramble all of these negative frequencies and send to multiple universes and other dimensions for purification. I'm in deep gratitude for all the masters and the guides in the light of the Christ consciousness. And now just sit comfortably. We're going to do a very short centering. Become completely aligned as one. I now prepare to center myself. I close my eyes for peace and quiet. I straighten my spine to increase the energy flow. I just relax. Let go, relax. And to begin my journey into the center of my being, the holiest of holy places, I visualize the most beautiful and brilliant red vibration, like a red rose. And instantly my body becomes relaxed, peaceful, and at ease. My outer physical body just simply lets go from head to toe. I next move into the color orange, like an orange itself. This beautiful, brilliant orange fills my vision as I let go all my emotions, all my emotional attachments to all people, to all places, and to all things. For I truly desire to live in this moment now. Next, I visualize the color yellow. Yellow, like the sun itself, fills my vision. Yellow is the color of the mind. I still and quiet my mind. Should there be any thoughts there, I just let them go. I don't fight them. I just let them pass by. Maybe I put them on a cloud and float them away. Whatever works for me. I quiet and still my mind with this most brilliant yellow vibration. And now leaving my three bodies, my three outer bodies behind, I next visualize the color green, and I enter into the higher spiritual state. Green is the color of peace. I feel peace welling up deep inside my cells, every cell of my body, even now. I feel that vibration of peace emanating from each and every cell and affecting all those that surround me. Green is the color of peace. 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 Next, I visualize the color blue. Blue is the color of love. Love, the outward centrifugal force of the universe. I feel love building up inside me now. And whenever I need more energy to perform any task set before me, I need only visualize this most brilliant and beautiful blue color. For blue is the color of love, the energy force that animates all things in our universe. Going deeper now into the center of my being, I next visualize the color of purple. Purple is the color of aspiration. I go beyond thinking. I simply know. I transcend all thought. I even know that I know. I know that soon I shall be in the center of my very being, the holiest of holy places, a place where all things are known to me. Peace. 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 And next I visualize the color violet. Violet, like a beautiful soft violet flower. I course through all those colors of the rainbow and realize that I am at the center of my being right now, the holiest of holy places. I have presenced myself in this moment. And now I need only be silent and go wherever it is that Spirit leads me to go in these next few moments. Peace. 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 Soon I realize I must come back to the everyday world. I allow myself these next few moments to complete my journey, as this is all the time that I will need. And I begin to return to this everyday world by visualizing the colors of the rainbow in reverse sequence, beginning with the color violet, moving upwards and outwards to purple, upwards and outwards still to blue, the color of love, upwards and outwards still to green, yellow, orange, and red. I open my eyes. I am enthused. I am enlightened. I am enriched with the knowledge from within. I just am. To adjust to your surroundings now, just notice if there's anything different. And welcome yourself to Module 5, Connecting Your Worlds. Now, this one might be a little bit difficult to follow at first, but with all of the work that you've been doing and practicing diligently, right? You'll catch on very quickly. I'm going to move into some slightly different vocabulary and connect worlds, ideas, and concepts. We're going to into the subtle sounds of our true existence. Those that are heard as little wisps of consciousness or little sparks or little ahas, the ones that keep us searching for the truth and the greater knowledge within. Now, I know with the many experiences that we've had over these last few weeks and talking and working with so many people that there have been a lot of doubts and fears that come up. And they've been moving in and out of your consciousness. We get really centered and grounded, and our brain kicks in and our thoughts and our past. And what's been brilliant is seeing these questions, these doubts turned into questions that express the hope that's necessary to uplift you from the current reality that you're in. It is the spirit of hope that's rearing its fuzzy head in this way, replacing the fear of thinking that you're forever trapped in whatever current condition that you're wishing to resolve. Now you have some conscious idea of the higher power within, your perfect self, and this power has begun to penetrate and bring light into your human intellect. We're fast upon the time now to shift the consciousness so that instead of just a glimmer of hope, hope becomes the norm. And every once in a while, we catch a glimmer of how we used to be. Wouldn't it be nice to have that just switched diametrically around, just like the sun has switched polarity now, and the earth is about to do the same. We're in line. This is all part of our bodies. Now we can let the truth, which we have instinctively felt, was hidden beneath this crusty surface of our intellect and knowledge, shine forth brilliantly. It is your I am presence that is to speak loudly now, in such a way that you can fully comprehend the words that used to be cliches and fleeting thoughts. Because we're now moving from physical to emotional, then emotional to mental, and mental to spiritual. We're entering into the age of Aquarius. We are aligned with the rest of our body. We're aligning now. These are the fourfold natures of man. All of these bodies must work together to manifest the full spectrum of creation. So we have to join, or we must join, the world of the physical with the world of the spiritual in order that our creative spirit and thought actually manifests in our physical world. Our conscious thought, that is, not the unconscious thought that's been creating our difficulties, but conscious thought that creates what we desire. Now, I'm speaking about the life in the spirit animating all living things. From the tiniest atom to the vast universe, it's the intelligence that causes everything to live and grow and turn into what it has always been meant to be. It's important to understand that this intelligence, this all-pervasive knowing, is the same knowing that is in me, that is in the entire universe. Now, you all heard people say, you know, the world that we live in is just an illusion. Well, to a certain degree, I think that's true. But here's a little bit different spin on it. It's simply a creation of an active, imaginative mind. It is that same I am presence that creates sickness or health, well-being or illness. Up till now, for most of us, it has been done at a subconscious level. I used to say, let's, you know, reverse the consciousness and the subconscious mind. But I've really come to know that it's all the same. Now I simply call it subconscious ignored. Like, you get an intuitive hit. You've heard the truth, but we ignore it in favor of something of a short-term nature that we're trying to accomplish in the moment. So what I'm really saying is the real self of you, everything that you really are, or what you think you are, or what you don't think you are, that's the illusion. That's just the shadow of the real you, which is simply a creation of your higher self. Now, I am, this voice, is a continual voice inside you that is I am. Now, when I say things like our I am perfect presence, even lets us think that we think, it might sound rather weird. But it's that kind of funny talk that you're going to be listening to for this next 40 minutes or so for a while, because this is going to be a conscious step in evolving to the perfect self within. We have to stop the conversation that creates the power of our personality in favor of the conversation that creates from our I am presence. We've been practicing. And what we've been practicing is to empty our minds enough of what we've been taught and what we've learned from the physical world. And that what we have created collectively, so that the consciousness of I am, my divine presence, can express itself more freely. Now, once we come into this realization fully, then we become the great creators that we truly are. And I really mean it. We can create health. We can create well-being. We can create prosperity, whatever spirit it is we wish to create. Now, if you want to prove that to yourself, just look around you. See what other people have created. Why did they do that? Were they born with some silver spoon in their hand? Were they born with some divine knowledge better than yours? No. I would grant you certain dispositions. In other words, they may have been taught early on to listen to their intuition, which we're going even further, listening to the collective consciousness. And maybe it's all the same thing. You see, everything is a spirit. Think about where your words come from. You could say they come from nowhere and they go to nowhere. Except one big difference. They create something. I say I'm going to build a house. I say it with my words, and pretty soon there's a house there. Maybe you say you're going to go grocery shopping. So when there's groceries in the house, this seems really silly to say it this way, but it's the way it is. This is creation. So it's time that we release ourselves from the carelessness of not listening to our inner voice, allowing our brain and mind to run amok with the thoughts and the feelings and the ideas and the advertisements of others. Because it's that carelessness that takes us away from our natural state of being. We want to be careful, not careless. Be full of care. And that natural state of being, incidentally, you've heard me say it a million times, is healthy. Everything, it's everything after that that we create. Now, this is a concept that, oh, we say, oh, my brain, this and that. Well, let's just say all of our body is having this difficulty to see it. It is a little bit hard to see, but you've gotten a glimpse of it. This is why we set up these particular kinds of modules and why I set up these particular kinds of visualizations so that we could get away from the control of the brain and get into the knowledge of the entire body, which includes the brain. We've done a lot of preparation. And we wanted to swing the pendulum like to the other direction. In a sense, yes, we had to leave the brain behind so that we could hear the real knowledge deep inside. Like we kind of had to trick our brain to keep busy. So we're so busy doing something that we could get on with the idea of listening to our I am presence. This is why we use the brain to create and to see visually with our imagination and with all of our knowledge and knowing our own perfect self. We're actually using the brain to get ourselves out of the brain. How about that? Now, this is the kind of funny talk I'm mentioning before, but this is how it works. You're going to see that in just a few minutes when we get down to the cellular level of this. For example, you know, I mentioned before that each and every cell of your body contains all of the knowledge of the universe. You have every pharmaceutical, every disease already there. And every cell has an intelligence of its own. It's just science so far. And that's why it's so important to imagine all of the cells in cooperation and sharing this intelligence. And not supposing that we're separate in any way. It's this thinking that we are separate in any way, oh, my brain, oh, my arm, oh, something else, that begins the process of declining health, declining well-being. Now, the neat thing about this is that each cell, while it has its own intelligence, it's also surrounded by millions of other cells that are also intelligent, and they also act intelligently. They act together as one consciousness. I mean, your body works, yeah? Many of these cells even form little groups, you know, little cliques here and there. You actually know the names of these groups and cliques, you know. Just like in high school when you form cliques and certain groups of people got together. But you actually even know the name of these little cliques, like, for example, your heart, your kidneys, or your stomach, and so on. Then each organ takes on its own intelligence. They begin to operate collectively, more cohesively. This begins even in the central core of the bones of your body. And each of these organs is simply an intelligence performing the work that makes up our entire bodies. So it is this intelligence and groups of intelligence forming a singular intelligence that is our human body. Pretty intelligent, wouldn't you say? We are connecting the dots. We are connecting the dots. We are connecting the dots. All of these intelligence could be called thoughts. Thoughts come from ideas. Ideas come from imagination. Imagination stirs from the heart. The heart is the organ with the power of all worlds. And the heart is governed by the I am presence. It is connected to, and it is the collective intelligence of all that is. So now you know the truth. You know who you are. You're just a group of intelligence. governed by your I am presence, which was formed by your individual intelligence. You know that you are the intelligence that directs all of the work in your body, all of your organs, without you even thinking about it, consciously or unconsciously. And also, you know that each organ is really directing the intelligence of the whole, or it couldn't work. Now, if there were no intelligence, there would be no cooperation, and you really would no longer be a living organism. This is how our thoughts and the matter of who we are come together to create each of us as individuals with our own intelligence, operating in a body for the benefit of the whole. This whole plan kind of operates like a revolving door. And the great news is that this is the revolving door that is health. This is the revolving door of life. This is the revolving door of vitality. You don't notice these kind of thoughts when you're ill, do you? We often have thoughts of some kind of separation. Just like each of our entire bodies are a cell and a larger body called humanity, which is also a cell and a larger body called the earth, which is also a cell and a larger body called the universe. And this cycle continues. Gotta get a drink of water here. And yet it's the individual cell that's intelligent, that brings the individual knowledge to the whole, which is directing each individual cell into its individual purpose. So the individual cell that is intelligent, that brings the individual knowledge to the whole, and the whole is directing each individual cell into its individual purpose. That's, I don't know about you, but that's a mind boggler. Got some cells not cooperating here. You might want to pause later when you listen to this again. This is a very important and crucial place. Guess that's why I'm even in resistance now with this little cough. It is the individual cell that is intelligent, that brings the individual knowledge to the whole. And it is the whole that's directing each individual cell into its individual purpose. So just contemplate that for a bit. Center yourself and see what information bubbles up inside you, or see what information your perfect self brings to you. Be still, be silent. And no. Let me see if I can maybe simplify it. It's like sometimes if I say the same thing in a different way, it kind of becomes clearer to comprehend. So let's just, let me try this. The consciousness of each cell is the consciousness of the I am presence, which is the consciousness of all that is. So we all must be in one consciousness. See if I can do it again. The consciousness of each cell is the consciousness of the I am presence, which is the consciousness of all that is. So we all must be in one consciousness. Cough's not going away yet. All right, let's try that. It is this understanding that can give us unlimited power to create or perfect ourselves in our physical bodies. As a matter of fact, it allows us to create almost anything. When I was in India, I was told a simple sentence regarding how was it, I just couldn't get over this, that Sri Satya Sai Baba could create physical and tangible items out of nothing. I saw this at very close range. And the answer was it was because he completely understood that there was no difference between the etheric world, that which is not seen, and the physical world, which is seen. Like, we don't see this intelligence, but it doesn't mean it's not there. He knew that every cell of his body was connected to every cell of the universe, that in fact he was a part of that body. He got it. With the raising of the vibration on Earth, the changing of the polarity of the sun, it's now our time to get it. So now we have the understanding that as each organ delivers intelligence, its own intelligence to us in this subtle subconscious way, that we in fact, as yet, still don't know how to control the well-being of our bodies consciously. Now, I don't want to say that as a blanket statement. Let me just retract that some. But because to some degree, we're doing it every day. We enjoy the measure of that which is determined by our subconscious thought. We enjoy the measure of health of that which is determined by our subconscious thought in direct proportion to the degree that we're thinking of the health that we desire. Or in some cases, in the health that we deserve. Luckily, it's not each of us individually that is the creator, because we could easily destroy ourselves with some very pointed thought. It is the I Am presence within that is our connection to all the other cells of the universe, creating the collective knowledge that creates ourselves. And it's the same I Am of us that is connected to the I Am of all that is. Now, I'm going to say this in as many ways as I can in the time allotted so that you can grasp the importance of these words. In fact, actually, you helped me create them. You're part of my body. I'm part of yours. I am the consciousness of you that is. You might remember the story I told you about this dear friend of mine who was having a lot of difficulties at her place of work, and people were very rude and misunderstanding. And after venting some, she finally came to the conclusion that what she wanted was a peaceful, productive workplace. And then she stumped off to bed. And the next day, one of the people had to pick up the other two people that were in her office. So they got in a car accident. None of them were able to come to work. And she had a peaceful, productive day. This is an example of the I Am presence working. Like, she didn't want them to get in a car accident. She didn't suppose any of that or wish any ill upon them. What had happened was the collective consciousness took their ill will and it turned back against themselves. So the universe took care of it. The collective consciousness worked. It's quite a powerful story. It's one of the most gripping ones that I've actually was able to witness. So if you can grasp the import of these words, the ones that you helped me form, we're all going to get along a lot better in this world. What is important to note is that the consciousness of each cell is a consciousness unto itself, and it's completely self-sustaining. It has no other purpose than to do what it was supposed to do, and it lives only to work and do whatever and whenever is needed. Now, it sounds like this cell is pretty independent. Like I like to think that way a lot of times until I fully realize that it is everybody that's helping me to be who I am. You would think that this is some exercise of free will, but it isn't free will, like free will, like I can do what I want. It's the choice. It is the will that allows us to see the truth and make the choice for the better of the whole. That's free will. It's the will that allows us to see the truth and make a choice for the better of the whole. So we get a chance to choose that or not. That might be what free will is. Well, let's bring this into some present reality. Like, if your life isn't working, then neither is mine. This is why I encourage us all earlier to seek the greatness in others. Look at them and just notice what's beautiful and lovely inside of them. Notice that they're directed, focused, purposeful, loving, kind, nourishing, understanding. Because to see what's working in them allows you to see what's working in yourself. And if you see what's not working in themselves, go home and heal that in yourself, because that is in you as well. You cannot see in another what is not in yourself. So to curse or condemn another for their actions or their abilities or wherever they are in life is to curse or condemn yourself. This doesn't do well for the whole. Now, this is really important. Another great example for us is like Ed, this fellow young man. He used to work for me in construction. We used to call him Turtle, and he kind of looked like a turtle. He was just one of those pudgy little guys, very strong and very fun young man. And he would get mad at me, and he would curse me while he's working. I was the boss, and he was the laborer. And every time he did that, he confessed to me later that he would either smash his finger or hurt himself or stub his toe or trip or hurt himself in some way or another. You see, as he condemned me, and because we were actually so connected, he condemned himself to what he was thinking about me and hurt himself. And the funny part was he was the only one suffering. And he really got that. We had a lot of laughs over that one. We got a lot of mileage out of that. Every time he cursed at me, he got hurt. So now you can see. And you can realize that your consciousness and your intelligence are simply the consciousness and intelligence of the whole. The whole being your I Am presence, the one that's connected to all that is. Now think of this as a solid idea. You have a solid idea of the importance of this perfect self that you have used every cell of your body to create. It was each cell that created your I Am presence, and it was your I Am presence directing each cell to come together and do so. But each offering itself individually. I think it was Khalil Gibran, you know, the Rumi, who said, a perfect relationship is living your individual lives together. And it was your I Am presence directing you to create it. Can you imagine then that what you created can only be perfection? It is the absolute of everything that you came here to do. You created yourself in such a way to serve the purpose for what you have come. You go along with it and you evolve and your life becomes kind of easy. You go against it and try to do something different. You find your life a little bit more difficult. Now, here's the kind of kicker. I hear this a lot. Now, if the I Am presence is everything and all that is, that means it is every person, every being, every plant, every animal, everything, every possible bit of matter that you have ever seen and every bit of matter that you haven't. It is the air, for example, between us that holds us together, not separates us. It's part of our body. Science tells us that's all we've got is air. So how could we possibly be separate? We're all part of this larger organism. You might notice I keep going around in circles with this, coming back to oneness, back to oneness. It seems like it might be redundant. Well, maybe it is. But think how redundant your thoughts of separation have been in your life. That's why I call this whole thing the Healing Foundation. We must rebuild a new foundation in which to live. And we're just at the springboard of this adventure. We've got to have the understanding, then we can use it. So let's take a minute. Let's take a minute to see. Like, you know, people say, this is just an illusion. Everything here is just an illusion. And if it's just an illusion, then why aren't we living in complete chaos? Well, maybe we are, for one thing. Well, the way I understand it, though, is there's a collective consciousness that we've all agreed upon before entering this plane of existence. For example, We could all look at a chair and identify it as a chair. Collectively, we've created this thought form called a chair, and we all agree upon it. I haven't met anybody yet who doesn't understand that a chair is for sitting on. Can you imagine the level of cooperation that's occurring quite naturally in this world of all these individual cells, we'll call the cells our body right now, working independently, yet as a complete and whole unit in complete harmony to create the world that we live in? I was talking with a fellow the other day. He'd actually created a machine, you know, and Nikola Tesla did this a long time ago, to get electricity to everything that needs electricity without any wires. And they won't let him introduce this into society because they said it would completely disintegrate the fabric of how we are interacting right now. And we actually had to agree with that. It has to come about a little bit slowly. So maybe, just maybe, we are that little box that's individually starting to make the change, like grass growing, and pretty soon the grass will be pretty high and nobody will even know it. Remember, we don't sit around watching grass grow, but all of a sudden it's there. What level of cooperation, what level of acceptance of that cooperation do you want to be in now, in such a way that you could take the skills and powers of everyone around you, so we can't hold them all in our body. If we could, we might implode. But we can draw upon each other when we're in each other's energy or thinking about each other. And hopefully, all of this now takes away the idea of thinking that we might actually be thinking separately and independently. Because ultimately, we're all cooperating. Think of it this way, like we're in competition with ourselves to be the greatest and the best that we can be. It's important to take care of this temple that we've built. We can do the greatest that we can do. We can be in the greatest service. We can do this individually. In sports, for example, if we're going to play football, we have to be in cooperation with everyone else on the field to play football. We don't go into the football game with a baseball bat. We have to be in cooperation with everyone else. But yet, we can be in competition with ourselves. This is how we create. And this also begs another question. I hear this a lot. If we're so powerful and mighty, why is it that we create so many illness, so much pain, so much misery and despair? Why do we cause this for ourselves? I have an answer, and if you can hear it, it's one avenue. It's not the answer that you can take to heal each and every cell of your body to create a complete and whole and healthy body. I'll just tell you a little story about it then. We have this intelligence. It knows all. Sometimes we like to twist or bend the truth with a cover story that usually sounds something like this. I don't want to hurt someone with the truth. I just can't tell them the truth. It'll hurt them. Ever try that one? Or whatever other reason we choose to make up a lie. Well, I don't want to tell them that because then they'll know what my real motivation is, and like I want to get out of here and leave right now or do something different than rather anything rather than be here, but I don't want to hurt their feelings. We make up reasons to justify getting out of the truth. And if it's not the truth, it's a lie. Now, that inner voice inside you, one I've been talking about all along here, the I Am presence of yourself, also recognizes that you did not tell the truth. You've sinned. A sin simply means missing the mark. It's not something bad or ugly. It just means you missed the mark. That's the actual description of sin. Sinned. Now, we all know what happens to sinners in this bad connotation, or people that don't tell the truth and get caught, that tell a lie. Now you got it, all right. They get punished. So we act as judge, jury, and executioner and punish ourselves with rules and laws that don't actually even apply to the so-called crime that we committed. And we will punish ourselves to the degree in direct proportion of the supposed crime that we allegedly committed. Some people hurt themselves while they're cooking, or burn themselves, or others trip and fall. Others may create a cold or even a terminal illness, and still others may decide to end it all for their sins. And as you know, there are multiple ways to do this, from overeating, drugs, alcohol, tobacco, laziness. It doesn't really end. There's an old saying, you know, if you want to create something, you know, any excuse will do. If you don't want to create something, any excuse will do. You see the power of your mind. So you can take this same power and create what it is that you want. It takes some doing to believe this, but all we have to do is view our current reality to see that it's true. But like grass growing, we don't want to believe it. We say, oh, it's not growing, it's not growing. All of a sudden, somebody's got to go out and cut the lawn. That's where we are now. I will tell you there's a great power in accepting that you're the creator of everything that goes on in your life. A great, great power. So if you created, for example, cancer, and you realize that you created it, and this is of your own creation, this is a very, very valuable awareness. Because by admitting that you created it, it's not saying you did something right or wrong, just something you did. You made an error in judgment or thinking. And you are that creatively powerful that when you make up your mind about something, your entire body all gets behind it and creates it. Now, the real powerful part of this is if you do cop to the idea that you created it, then you're privy to the idea of how you actually did that, which also means you know the way back to help, and you can create that. You can heal yourself. This is the power of each and every cell of your body, acting individually and collectively as a harmonious single unit, vectored into a single purpose called healing. This is very powerful. This realization could change your life. To know that there is no beginning or middle and end to the microcosm and the macrocosm, and understanding it in a way that serves you. It's not even a matter of understanding. It's choosing. You're simply given this incredible power to choose. And you can. And you already have. That's why you're here. This is called conscious creating. Now, it's actually a very good thing that we don't fully understand it until we awaken and we're completely aligned with the fact that we're all one organism and we don't use this power to harm ourselves or others, and that it's important to serve each individual part of this organism so that the whole can thrive. We find every day that the more we give, the universe can't help but give more back. So fast. You give ideas of health. You speak ideas of health. You speak ideas of prosperity, abundance, pain-free living, allowing yourself the absolute grace of enjoying every moment of your existence. Then your cells will reorganize and recognize those thoughts and obey the intelligence of the whole. And we are, after all, the cells of all that is, of all that is. It's a tough one to wrap my noodle around, I know, and I'm working on it. So it's important to practice. It's important to repeat that which works. It's important when you hear a thought that is dissonant to all of this knowledge that you have to correct it and change it immediately. In that is the power to heal. Our brain goes, yeah, but why did that? And it didn't just happen. What you spent years creating what you got, it might take a few whacks, you know, to get it turned around. The good news is that in your years of creation, it was quite random. But now we're vectoring that. We're bringing it to a point. We're focused on it to say, this is what I want. I want emotional stability. I want physical health. I want mental clarity. I want a clear connection to my higher self. And practice doing that with every breath that you take, no matter what you're doing or when you're doing it. In this week's meditation, we're going to move from our brains through our emotions or our mental capacity and through our spiritual awareness, using each of these bodies to actually independently function as a whole. Sounds like a contradiction. It's the way it is. Since this meditation is going to address all of the pieces, it seems fitting that it came into being by stringing individual bits of knowledge from all different places, many different yet cohesive knowledge sources. Things that we might normally not think come together, but will come together just like one cell operating independently to serve the whole. It will be good if you even recognize some of the pieces, as that may help to incorporate each piece into the whole and thus move into the perfection of the creative power and the meaning that it brings to you. So it came to me one night to combine these thought essences in an advanced kind of centering with the ultimate goal of being completely in your own heart. And I'm interposing that, like you could say, your I am presence into the center of your being, into the collective consciousness, into the God knowing. Now, in order for this to be truly effective, you must take the same kind of responsibility that you took in creating what you have already, because it worked. And take responsibility of creating or this particular meditation or any one of the ones we've done already or anything else that you might happen to know that works, and make it a habit in your life. This isn't like setting a goal. This is like a standard, like you're going to eat, you're going to brush your teeth, you're going to get dressed. These are standards. You just do them. It's not like a goal that you're going to reach. You just say, this is it. I'm going to meditate, period. It's the same thing as eating and nourishing your body. There are even people called breatharians that simply do that. They will themselves happy. We have that type of creative power. It doesn't do any good to do this once. It's in the repetition of it that makes it powerful. Imagine each time that you do it as one of the cells of your body coming to life and igniting all of the other cells of your body until your whole body is vibrating with the import of its own divine. The ultimate goal is to go into the silence while completely conscious of everything. This is a little bit different. Like you notice in the centering, we go in and then we come back out. Well, we're going to go in, but I want you to stay in there, which is actually being out. Now, it might not occur today because much still practice and work to do, yeah? And it might come today just immediately. It's all up to you. I'd tell you, just let your success match your need. Because now is the time to put everything that we've learned into practice. It is now. The time's now. Take a moment, for example. Look at all of the things that we've done. Reframe your life. Simply go back and look at it. And just change it in your mind. Change it with your brain. Use your brain to change it, and your brain will believe what you change it to. Take yourself back in time and be as a child. Enjoy life. Enjoy it. Just a game. Just play it. You win, lose, or draw. You're going to have fun. I noticed in even movies where they had horrible concentration camps, they showed the children running around and finding fun things to do. Imagine yourself as the most powerful wizard. You can do anything you want. Think back to when you were a child. Anything was possible. Just have fun. Relax. Bring to mind the agreement that you made to be in service to your higher self. You covenant and agreed to serve your I am presence. Tell your brain to be still and know I am God. Invoke your divine presence. Surrender. These are all brilliant tools. Be silent. Even ask your divine presence to do anything that you're trying to accomplish for you. To remove anything and everything that's in your way, that could get in your way right now, to be in this beautiful and perfect communication with yourself. Tell yourself, I align myself now. Center yourself in the moment. Any one of these will work. Just allow your imagination to bring the most powerful to your attention. And remember to do this exercise with every cell of your body. All of these to do with every cell of your body. Listen vibrationally, just like a child does with all of their body. Think of the benefits. Stay focused there. Better health, better sleep, happier, live longer, more friends, less accident prone, more fulfilled and successful, peaceful. Great side effects. So you're about to go on a journey. A journey that will bridge your spiritual world and your real world. You will be the creator that you are. You are the creator that you are. You are the macrocosm and the microcosm. You are each individual cell, telling yourself as a collective being how each cell should be. And it is each cell contributing to that machine. Just trust and have faith now that you will give it your all. Simply decide right now that this experience will indeed connect whatever dots need to be connected for you. Whatever it will take, you simply have faith that it's going to work. If you don't get an immediate result, those, oh, gee, I did it again, didn't work. No, you practice it again and again. That's how you've created what you have in the first place. So just trust. Have faith. Use all of the tools that you've been practicing over these last few weeks. Think about how little time that is in your life and how much benefit you're going to receive. I am. You are. We are one. So bless your hearts. Have a brilliant, brilliant life. I really look forward to speaking with you all next week. Let's see if we can make a conscious effort that every one of us that can be there to be there. So much love for you all. Bless your hearts.